from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Hi, Steve.
And this seems to be NPR's Susan Stamberg.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I wanted to welcome you as the new host
well,
of All Things Considered.
Well, thank you very much. I am in the middle of a broadcast.
I'm sorry, but I'll make this really fast. I anchored this program for the weekday version for something like 110 years, and I just thought it'd be nice to welcome you, see how you're doing. Is the chair comfy? The microphone fits? All that?
The chair's fine, but I smell something in the package you brought.
Well, here. Now that you mention it, I thought as long as I was here, I would perform a new host initiation rite.
Do I need some kind of protection for this? Any kind of like padding or?
No, a simple napkin will do because I've brought you Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish on a dish with turkey, with sweet potatoes, and that pink Pepto-Bismol colored stuff.
This is the relish.
It's the actual
relish. I've heard about this on the radio for years and never actually seen the relish.
Well, you got lucky today, my dear.
I've got this plate. It's on with turkey. And what is the, these are?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, those are the sweet potatoes. Yeah. Okay. And we've got the relish here.
Yeah. So, Steve, taste the relish.
Wow. Here we go.
He's tasting. He's chewing. He's furrowing his brow. He's nodding his head.
It's a very nice bouquet.
Oh, my God.
No, this is wonderful. This is great. Wow.
Steve
Inskeep,
welcome to hosting at National Public
Thank you very much. Are you going to tell me I'm the first person who's ever tried this stuff?
As a matter of fact, this is a major risk I'm taking. I have never brought the actual relish.
No, I'm fine.
To National Public Radio before.
Wow.
You're it.
Wow.
And you like it.
It's fine. It's good.
So
it's really tasty.
Could I give
it's
the
cold.
Recipe
yeah.
quickly
yeah.
to your listeners?
Yeah,
okay, here
ahead.
We
go.
Munch away there.
All
Don't
right.
let me interrupt.
Okay.
2 cups of whole raw cranberries. You have to wash them first. And a small onion. And you take those two things and you put them together in a grinder. I have an old-fashioned meat grinder, but, you know, people have these modern sort of processors. And you just want to not puree it, but chop it down so that it remains chunky. And then you add to that 3/4 of a cup of sour cream. Do you taste that?
Yeah, I taste the onions, too. Yeah, you can kind of the texture in there.
Yes. And then a 1/2 cup of sugar. That's very important. And then here's the real kicker and why we say it's a recipe that sounds terrible but does taste terrific. 2 tablespoons of horseradish from a jar. And red is milder than white, so...
Wow.
I
had no idea.
Yeah, and
it doesn't
Steve,
really have a lot of kick, though, I have to tell you.
Maybe I need to add
maybe
more
need to
horse
add a little more horseradish.
Because
yeah.
usually if you dab it behind your ears, it will also clear your sinuses. It's a pretty strong
recipe. I needed that today, actually.
Here's what you do. You mix everything together, plop it into a plastic container, put it in the freezer. And then on Thanksgiving morning, take it out of the freezer, move it down to the regular icebox part, and let it sort of thaw. But it's a little chunky. It's a little icy. Good, huh?
Yeah, it goes great with the turkey. I mean, this is good turkey, too.
This is wonderful.
Well, this is wonderful, Susan Stamberg. Thanks very much for dropping by.
Well, you're so lovely to have let me crash your party here. Listeners, if you didn't have a chance to write down because I was going so quickly, the recipe's on our webpage, npr.org. Meantime, you pass the taste test. I officially welcome you as a host of All Things Considered and wish you an extremely happy Thanksgiving.
Susan, could you taste some
oh,
yourself?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'd be...
Just kind
what,
of,
me
you know,
eat this stuff?
Well, I
just
like want to make
Pepto-Bismol
sure it's
okay.
Susan Stamberg, special correspondent and food aficionado for NPR News.